Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Pieces of Alice, and I am your host, Alice Boswell. All right, so I'm always having some type of technical difficulty, so I am trying to get on YouTube so I can do a live feed from YouTube because I don't want to do it from Facebook. However, I still can't get it done, but I am going to figure it out eventually. But we're going to go ahead and get started with our show. Once again, I'm your host, Alice Boswell, and you are listening to Pieces of Alice every Sunday at 10 p.m. Tonight's topic is going to be 10 steps to living out your dreams. Now, following your dreams may not be the easiest thing to do, but you can do it if you have a plan. You absolutely can do anything you want. And you can't absolutely do anything by just sitting around and daydreaming and wishing that something can happen or be handed to you. Believe me, I have tried it and it doesn't work. For your dreams to come true or for your dreams to succeed, you must put in the work. You would need to commit to a vision or commit to your vision. Create a plan. Stay focused for months or even years sometimes, depending on what your goal is. While reaching your dream might be hard, but with motivation, self-discipline, you can do it. Tonight, I am going to give you 10 steps to living out your dreams or plan that you can live out your dreams. I want you to, before we get started, if you like the show, follow. You want to call in, feel free, 516-418-5389. It is just a 30-minute show, so I am going to get started. You know, next week, before I get started, though, and next week, we may have a little music. I love music, right? But, you know, with all these royalty-free da-da-da-da-da-da, you can't get it done, right? So it doesn't matter. I'm going to figure out a way that I can get the music in there so I can have music on my show. How's that? Right? All right. So let's get started. 10 steps to living out your dreams. 1, go do whatever it is you want to do. That is the main thing, to go do whatever your dream, your vision that you have, go do it. We all have a passion, a dream, a desire for something we would like to do or that we love to do with our lives. It could be singing, painting, running, acting, travel the world, whatever it is, go do it. We tend to put it off because we have people make it seem impractical to do it, all right? Let's just stop that. Let's start with a plan. Write down small goals that will lead to large goals. And belief in yourself that you can do whatever you want to do. You never know. Making your dreams come true may be easier than you think. All right? So that's number one. Number one, go do whatever it is you want to do. 2, setting SMART goals. And we all need to do this. I need to do this. And I have done it. I have started writing down my goals. So I'm actually following this plan as well. Setting SMART goals. In setting SMART goals, you want to remember to be SMART, all right? It's an acronym, all right? S-M-A-R-T. Specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and what? Timely goals. Okay? Be sure you put your goals through the test. Meaning what? You want to make sure that they're smart. You want to make sure your Google goals are smart. Are they specific enough? Are they actually measurable that you can actually get to those goals? Attainable. Are they really realistic, okay? You can't say, oh, tomorrow I'm going to win $40 million and I'm going to take it. Have a realistic goal in mind when you're doing this, when you're setting your goals. And timely. You want to set in time for your goals, right? Definitely want to set in times for your goals. You just don't want to, and when I say time, I mean like you want to 3 months, 9 months, six months, 9 months, 12 months. Those are times, okay? 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 4 years. However you want to set yours, 6 weeks, 12 weeks, 18 weeks, depending on what you want to do, but you want to set in times so you can look at that milestone and see where you are in your part of your goals, okay? Three, overcoming the obstacles. We all going to have them. And in any new adventure or business, there are always, always obstacles. There are always obstacles. I can't say that enough. Always obstacles in a way of our dreams, okay? Bills, family, job, life, loved one, friends, always something that's just going on and things that happen in our life and we try to not make it, to not let it happen, but it happens. So life happens and it distracts you from your activities that you need to complete and attain your goal, all right? Identify, what you want to do is identify your obstacles and determine how you will overcome them. Make a plan to make sure or make a plan to do what you need to do to address your obstacles. Turn your wounds into wisdoms. That's a quote by Oprah Winfrey, and I love that quote, all right? Turn your wounds into wisdom, all right? So when you have the obstacles, have a plan for it. Don't let it get you down. Keep it moving. Four, you need an action plan. What? Action plan? You talk about obstacles. You're talking about all kinds of things, Alice. What are you talking about? Okay, so what am I talking about? And I wrote this stuff down so we can make sure we can stay on track, all right? All right, obstacles. You definitely need to have obstacles. I am. See, this is what they say, stay on point, don't go off. All right, because you get messed up. And my little no plan, then your dream is just a wish and most likely will not materialize. Should I say that again? Yeah, it's just a wish, all right? You have to have some type of plan, all right? An action plan is the detailed outline of the steps needed to achieve your goals, all right? So to achieve the desired outcome of your plan that you're writing down. The more detailed your plan is with time, date, and specific action steps, the better it's going to be. Your written plan can take you from where you are right now to where you want to go. Okay? So definitely want to have an action plan. You have to have a plan because it's going to keep you on track. And so for me, for someone like me, you definitely want to be on track. All right? Five. I'm going kind of fast, so I'm probably trying to see if I can get sneak a little something music in there. Something we'll take a little break or something. But I'm at five, and we'll take a little break. It looks like the show is going to end a little bit early, because I only have like five more to go. All right, and let me talk about something else. All right, so milestones. Five milestones. Milestones are like measuring points.
compare your progress to. Milestones are an important part because they measure your progress and tell you where you are in your plan. Are you ahead of your plan or are you behind? And if you are behind, you may need to make some adjustments, okay? So milestones are important, and that would be number five, milestones, all right? So we got five more to go, and I think I'm going through them a little bit too fast, so maybe I should just slow down a little bit more. I don't know, all right? I want to talk about yesterday. Yesterday I attended a costume party. I was so cute. You should have saw me. I had my little makeup on, my eyelashes. I was power to the people, part of the Black Panthers that was with the Afro. Oh, my God. It was hot. And I saw so many other beautiful people there at this event that was held out at the at the Embassy Suite in Rosemont, Illinois. And it was hosted by Tasha Joyner, right, for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. But it was beautiful. It's about these women who have overcome or who have fought or who have won. Even if you have lost, you still fought and you try to win for cancer. I hope I said that right. I hope I didn't offend anyone. Anyway, the event was beautiful. KB Evans, she's a Chicago favorite. She sung. Everyone came dressed up. I saw queens. I saw kings. I saw Panthers, I saw my brothers, I saw Wonder Woman. Did I see a Spider-Man? No, but I did see some clowns. So, and I saw Tina Turner. So the event was awesome. If you go to Just Me Magazine, you will be able to see the pictures. Right, I'm gonna put the pictures up in a couple of days, and that is my magazine. So you want to go there? You want to join the online community and stay up to date on Pieces of Alice as well. Plus, other information is there. We have Bernard Kramer Jr., who is one of the writers there. The man is great. So I love him. So I'm pretty sure you will. And I love his words, and he's very truthful in his writing. So. Take a look at that. I will definitely have the pictures up for this event because the event really touched me, and I couldn't get the film that I really wanted because Tasha Joyner spoke about they told her story of her journey through cancer, breast cancer, and I just couldn't get it. Oh, I was so upset. However, I'm hoping I can get her to send me her bio so we can read about it and everybody understand what's going on. But it was a beautiful event, and this was a 10-year anniversary for this event. There was so many people there, and it was at the beautiful Embassy Suite. It was great. I loved it. I loved it. And plus, I was cute. Of course I was. Hey, what we're going to do right now, I'm going to take just a small break, and I am going to come back and give you 6 through 10 of the 10 steps of living out your dream, all right? And then that should take us on out for show. All right, I shall be back. We are back. Told you it was going to be short. It's not going to be that. It wasn't that long. Make sure you head on over to justmemagazine.com. That is my magazine. And you know what? Next week, before I get started with number 6, next week I will be giving away a gift card, $25 gift card. So, and we want to thank CDF Entertainment Radio Show for that. We're going to be giving away 4 in the coming weeks. So, The next one will be given out next. The first one will be given out next week. So be sure. Just tune in, like the page, Just Me Magazine, CGF Entertainment and Radio Show. And if you don't know, you can follow me on Instagram as Pieces of Alice, CGF Entertainment Radio Show, and Just Me Magazine. All right, so let's get back to the 10 steps to living out your dream. All right, here we go. Number 6, support. You need a support partner. I cannot say this enough, because sometimes I feel that I don't have support, but then sometimes I do have the support. And then when I look at it, I have specific people that stays with me, and they try to push me and they try to encourage me, and I know they're saying something's right to me. I have people that I have for support that have, I can ask them to do something and they just go ahead and do it with no problem. You know, I want to do a show at one time. The example would be, I want to do a show, a talk show. And because I love Bernard Kramer's writing, I asked if he would do it. So he was like my guinea pig at doing this. Now, I never really materialized. However, you can go to YouTube and go to my channel and you will see it there. And it's called Status No Kitchen Combos. That's what it was called. It was my first produced show right there, and I loved it. And he's a person that supported me. You know, he's just like, yeah, I'll do it. I said, you know, it wasn't nothing. Okay, let me just say this. When you support somebody, make sure it aligns to what you're doing, all right? Because I can't support someone who's pushing drugs with somebody. That's me. All right, but I can support someone I can see doing positive things in the community. So make sure that support, that whoever you support, aligns to what you're doing in your life. That way you both can grow. All right, it's hard to do whatever you're going to do in support, and it's number 6, alone. You have to be disciplined, and you have to face adversity that will, well, it will seem insurmountable. Okay, and I hope I said that right, because my language is like really, really bad sometimes. Okay, but insurmountable. And you find that someone can keep you on track. This is your support, right? Find that someone that can keep you on track, give you encouragement. And you know, I just saw I'm talking on the radio, but I'm seeing this light flashing on the outside, so I'm very, very nosy. I'll find that someone that can keep you on track, give you encouragement, and give you, that can make a big difference in your life, okay? If you get off track, this person should not be afraid to completely be honest with you and inspire you to get your butt back on track. I like quotes. So Dr. Phil McGraw said, know your goal, make a plan, and pull the trigger. Okay? So, and I said that because, and I know it has nothing to do with support, but it does have to do with support. You know, when you pull in that trigger, someone needs to be there with you to help you pull, that trigger and say, hey, yeah, do it. You know, it may take 1 to 7. Always believe. The strength of your belief in yourself is a major factor of a miracle happening. Your personal belief that you can do, that you can achieve your goals, is critical to your success. Your belief in yourself and your passion for your goals can help you overcome any obstacle. Don't feel sorry for yourself. Get up and work it. And I'm going to say it again. Yeah, do not feel sorry for yourself. Get up and work it. All right? You can do this. 8, your why. And I used to hear this all the time. I'm like, your why? What is a why? What do you mean? What is my why? What is a why? What is your powerful why? Your why is the reason you do what you do every day. And that could be anything. We get up and go to work. Why do we get up to go to work? I get up to go to work so I can give a roof over my head, all right? I get up to go to work so I can wear nice shoes. I get up to go to work so if my son needs anything, I can make sure he has it if I have it to give to him. I get up to go to work, and if my friends need me, I want to be able to say, yes, here, I'm able to help you. And in reverse, my friends have to turn it out and help me. So it depends on what your why is. Your why? What is your power for your why, right? Your why will and can motivate you to climb mountains, all right? Your why could be a person, an event that happened in your life, a bad experience, a good experience that you want to always remember. Defining your why and letting it become a part of you, your soul, your life, you can become unstoppable. How's that? In achieving anything you put your mind to. So know what your why is, because your why is going to take you there. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. It's definitely going to take you there. 9, dream big. Now, I have been called out on this. Oh, you have your dreams are just too big. That's just dream big. All right? Dream big. Why not? We are capable of achieving great things. People have broken records, have achieved unbelievable goals. We still have no idea of the potential. You hear me? Of the potential of any human being. You have no idea of your own potential. All I know is you were not meant to be average. I was not meant to be average. It's all on us. Set the bar high and see what unlimited potential can achieve in your life. That is my advice right there. Dream big. All right? What do they say? Go home. Dream big, go home. Or go home. I don't want to go home. I want to dream big. And I'm going to hit those goals because we're going to follow this platform right here. Because no matter how old you are, no matter, believe me, you can do this. You can go with this. All right? Yeah. Celebrate. And I'm not talking about this. And I would say, but okay. What I mean by you celebrate, as you reach each milestone or progression in whatever you're doing, reward yourself. The time, okay? Reward yourself after your 3 months. Reward yourself after your 6 months. All right? You have to reward yourself. Remember that mountain I spoke of earlier? Achieving a goal is like it's like climbing a mountain. Celebrate each time you reach a new altitude. But if you fall short, yeah, there's a but there. I'm sorry, but we have to put that in there. But if you fall short, ask yourself what happened. All right? Look at your plan, and then you want to make adjustments as you go along. That's all you want to do. All right? And those are my 10 steps. I hope you enjoyed the 10 steps that I did tonight of your life, of 10 steps of your goals, right? 10 steps of living out your goals. All right, this is just the beginning, and I'm actually trying to live these same 10 steps as well. Choose what life throws at you, but you could choose how you respond, and I choose to respond in a positive, loving way, all right? Maya Angelou, she says, I can be changed by what happens to me, but I refuse to be reduced by it. All right? And I'm going to read one more quote before we get out of here, which is another one of my favorites. It's about Confucius, okay, which basically means don't get overwhelmed by your goals. Because I know I gave you a lot here tonight, but don't get overwhelmed by your goals if it seems too big. Focus on the one small step you can take first. The man who moves a mountain begins by carrying small stones, right? So those are your goals. There's your mountain. The man who moves a mountain begins by carrying away small stones. So I would say definitely keep with the time, all right? 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, 12 months, or 1 year, 2 year, 3 years, or 6 weeks, 9 weeks, 15 weeks, however you want to do it, take small steps, all right? Don't get overwhelmed if your goal seems too big, but dream big. Never, never, never let it go. How's that, all right? I am Alice Boswell. This is Pieces of Alice, and this is really a Pieces for me right here. And I'm glad you joined me tonight, and I will see you next Sunday at 10 p.m. Listen, be sure you tune in because I am going to be, I'm going to announce the contest for the gift card, and we're going to have another subject talking. If you would like to call in, there's definitely a call-in. This is a call-in show, so you can definitely call in, 516-418-5389. I enjoyed you. I hope you enjoyed me. Make sure you like my page, and I will see you. See you. I won't see you. Hopefully you'll hear me. You'll hear me next week.